If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady with the Fibonacci's. It's Nicola Duke. You're right, Nick.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah. Let's
back
get
you.
Yeah, I know. I felt yesterday rough as can be. I don't know why. It's stomach pains and cramps, and the doctor, an emergency appointment with the doctor, and so I was taken out for a while. All that would get rid of the pain was sleep. So I tried to get in bed as often as possible. But all I had yesterday, it's good diet. I had one banana all day. That's all I had.
Did that make you better?
No, I didn't fancy that either. So so I'm still feeling a bit rough now. But
I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I've got some medication that seems to be staving it off. So hopefully that'll sort it. All right, let's look at the chart. So first one, Blenheim Natural Resources, BNR, is the ticker. What does it look like on the chart, Nick?
Looks lovely. So since the 22nd of April, that sort of choppy overlapping decline is like a bull flag. Looks like we're breaking out from that bull flag this morning. We're going to have another go at the key resistance, which is at 0.902. If we get a daily close above 0.902, our first target is 1.3, second target is 1.89.
Okay, good. That's a nice bit upside there. All right.
Yeah, pretty nice pattern. Looks good.
Cool. Next one is MySquare. Now, they've had a revenue update today, and they've gone from averaging $5,000 revenue a day to $7,000, which is over a month, which is a 40% increase. So it's looking good there. So MYSQ, it's up on that today. What do you reckon, Nick?
Yeah, MYSQ, you know, looks like the same thing. So it hit resistance, which is the 50% retracement of the entire decline in MySquare. It hit that on the 15th of May, and that's at 5.8, and we've bounced off it, and we've made what we look again looks like a bull flag, and we've broken up from it today. The problem with it is we didn't quite come back to the 200-day moving average, which I would have liked to have seen, and we didn't come back to the Fibonacci support or a full ABC. So there is still a risk, and the RSI supports that because it hasn't bottomed yet. There is still a risk we come all the way back to 3.16. At the moment, though, it looks good. It looks like it's breaking out. I'd like to see it have another go at the resistance at 5.7, because if we close above it this time, the target, you know, because it looks to me like it's making an inverted head and shoulders bottom. Okay. So if you look, you know, you can see in from like July to October, that was the left shoulder. Then we made the head at the lows. And if we make a right shoulder and we've got some symmetry, it says that we're going to spend another month or so in this range below that 5.7 resistance. And then when we break out, you know, you can measure that. The target is the actual highs at 10.75 again. So that's really good.
Marvellous. And the last one is Premier African Minerals. That's PREM. They've announced Zulu Maiden Lithium and Tantalum Inferred Resource there. And that's it's got up on that. What do you think, Nick, on Prem?
Prem. Okay, I'm taking a little bit of a wider view in Prem this week. Okay, if you zoom out on a weekly chart, you know, the support is at 0.5. That was the lows in 2013, the lows in 2014. And we've literally sat on those lows, you know, for 2 months, and now we're finding support and we're bouncing off them. I think that this looks really good, but what we need to see to confirm that we've bottomed and we're on the move higher is a daily close above 6.68. If we can get a daily close above 0.68, we should return to the resistance at 0.99, and this time we should take it out. And you know, the target is a 50% retracement from the 2015 highs, and that's at 1.8. Looks really good for it. But we must, the first step is to close above 0.68.
Marvellous. All right, Nick, well, listen, if you put those charts on the company pages and you send them to me, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.